It's been pretty frustrating. The first legislative fly-in that I attended in March, we really have almost come full circle with this budget at this point, which is crazy for the amount of time that, honestly, and effort and energy that has gone in to people advocating for schools for the last really 4 months. I guess it's brought everybody's voice together, but it's certainly taken a lot of time and created a lot of stress, I think, for people that was unnecessary and really took people's time and energy away from other things.
Here on the paper in front of me, it shows base student allocation, mm-hmm. which is $5,880 mm-hmm. per student.
Yes.
Right. What do you think about that figure?
Well, luckily, that is the figure that we have been tentatively budgeting for. And that was a number that had been, again, tentatively given to us by the people that we've been talking to at the state in the department there. Because that's the frustrating thing is, you know, we're usually well done with a budget, you know, months before every other year that I've been here. You know, we're working on this and really finishing it up in April and maybe May at the latest, but really it's usually April. And really it's pretty much done, you know, by then. So this is late for us and it feels stressful. That part feels stressful. So we did base it on tentatively on the 5880 number. And so we feel pretty good about that because that's the budget that we did present. And it was fluctuating so much. You know, they were talking about adjusting that BSA anywhere from 27 to, you know, 70%. I mean, fluctuations of it. I mean, how do you make up that kind of money? You don't. It's so astronomical in a budget our size, you know, to look at in June, trying to figure out, you know, how do you shave $4 million out of an $8.5 million budget? You know, how do you do that in June when you're preparing for August?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So luckily that came through. Mm-hmm. And so what does that mean for the school district in terms of the last, I know we've talked way earlier in the session mm-hmm. and you thought there were not going to be any staffing cuts or anything like that. Where's the school district standing now?
So at this point, what wasn't funded from the state was that one-time funding, that House Bill 278, which does amount to approximately $150,000 to our district. That was what the legislature had tried to do last year, was forward fund to help outside that BSA, that number, that 5880 number. They had tried to do some kind of one-time funding, they called it, which is, you know, which is really part of what caused some of the problem this year, actually, because it's easier to attack something that's outside that BSA. It's easier to cut it. And really, that's been pretty much cut since pretty much January. I mean, I don't think anybody has really thought that that would ever come back. So we have been actually basing the budget without that. Where we've shaved is we have tried to focus on keep maintaining the people, focus on the least impact to kids and maintaining, you know, the priorities that the school and the community have had, which is keeping class sizes small and, you know, still trying to provide a variety of offerings to kids in the high school in particular. So what we've looked at, though, is staff travel, some professional development, which is always difficult. This is a district that prides itself on keeping people up to date. So we will continue to do that. But that travel piece is, of course, expensive. So we're looking at travel for staff and also travel for students, trying to do some creative scheduling for activities. We've not cut any activities per se at this point, but we are looking at, you know, ways to shave back extra trips. There will probably not be extra trips, you know, that sometimes there's ones outside the regular Region 5 activities, which probably won't be there, you know, so.
But it looks like in terms of travel, they did fund the Alaska
yes.
Marine Highway System.
They
so
did.
So at least, mm-hmm. I know that was a school worry too, because so many activities happen where the students have to take a ferry if they want to go to the sporting
exactly.
events and whatnot.
Exactly. That was a huge concern. And actually that, it was a concern if they were going to be there at all, and then, or if they were going to be drastically reduced, then we still run into trouble because, you know, you've got kids going to an activity and they may be gone for a week or more, you know, missing those days of school. So I think that one of the things that the region is trying to do is do some more creative scheduling that way. Like maybe if two or three teams could maybe gather at one point, you know, almost making more like mini tournaments so that people go and you may have games for 3 or 4 days, you know, straight or something, whatever it is, matches if it's volleyball, but try to combine a little bit. So maybe you travel, and if you're going to go, you just pack, you know, you pack it in. You know, so maybe taking fewer trips, you know, that sort of thing. So I think the region as a whole is actually trying to do that because we're all in the same boat.
And it appears that the state's going to be short money for a while in the future.
Yes. And actually, even as they've gone through this session and voted this particular budget forward, they have also already started forming conference committees to start meeting to go right back to the drawing board, basically, and look at where they can shave money. I think this community itself knows that you know, times are tight, and I don't think anybody's unwilling to shave back and do those things. But at the same time, you know, if you completely dismantle things, especially in education, if you dismantle it in the short term, it may buy you a little bit of time there. But then, you know, the effects are just long term. It doesn't work.